Young molecular biologist Zamegile Bembe, who works for the USAID-funded eWild Laboratory at the University of Eswatini, is fighting poachers and trying to get them convicted for their crimes. She says poaching for traditional medicinal purposes is a leading cause of biodiversity decline and calls for stronger regulations to protect wildlife.
Every time you see a decline in biodiversity, there'll be some sort of poaching that is involved there. As the country, we also cannot deny the fact that we are using these resources as our traditional medicine. It's just that we need a way of regulating.
For generations, the people of Eswatini have held traditional beliefs and values close to their hearts. This is reflected in the fact that over 80% of the population still consults traditional healers or witch doctors for advice and healing. These healers use a wide range of plant and animal species to create traditional medicine, drawing on knowledge passed down through generations. However, excessive hunting has endangered the local populations of pangolins, crocodiles, vultures, and owls, leading to calls for more sustainable practices. Makanya Makanya is president of the Witch Doctors Association and a wildly renowned traditional healing practitioner in his own right. Makanya says the role of traditional healers needs to be protected. He says we have served our nation for generations, providing healing and support to those in need. However, the current laws do not reflect the reality of our work. We need regulations that recognize our role in society and that allow us to continue serving our people. Patrick Maduna is a South African citizen who travels from neighboring South Africa to Eswatini to seek traditional medicinal solutions. His preference for traditional healing shows the complex relationship between modern and traditional medicine in Eswatini.
I came all the way to Swaziland for a traditional attention. I have been using the same traditional doctor. Since 2006, I've been coming to the same place. So for me to come and get traditional attention, it's more like therapy. I've never, ever gone to the hospital.
Maduna says if there are laws in Eswatini to limit the poaching of animals for traditional medicine, he believes the so-called witch doctors would comply with the rules. In any case, the future of traditional medicine in Eswatini is a delicate balancing act. On one side, there are those who advocate for its preservation as a vital part of the country's heritage. On the other, there are those who argue that modernization and wildlife protection must take precedence. In the middle of this debate are Eswatini's endangered animal populations. Only by striking a balance between tradition and progress can their future be guaranteed. Nogukanya Musi, VOA News, Manzini, Eswatini.
Every time you see a decline in biodiversity, there'll be some sort of poaching that is involved there. As the country, we also cannot deny the fact that we are using these resources as our traditional medicine. It's just that we need a way of regulating.
So see the imaki yetu la muzika tsine bestela ukuthi kulumende wethu solo lo hulumende lona wabani wamadlanga ngwenye ukhuluma nathi sine sihlapha ngani ngesinto sihlapha ngenyamadala bestela lokuthi ke nathi ke lokuvikela kawo tilwana sisho ukuthi vele ngitsine sithi dzinga kakhulu but hayi ngalendlela sebasenda ngayo bona.
I came all the way to Swaziland for a traditional attention. I have been using the same traditional doctor since 2006. I've been coming to the same place. So for me to come and get traditional attention, it's more like therapy. I've never, ever gone to the hospital.